As the year draws to a close, it seems like everywhere I turn, there is a year in review. There is a review of the top political stories of 2013, the top movies, the top TV shows, the top 10 best Breaking Bad moments, the 10 hottest bodies of 2013, the 10 most frequently searched trends on Google. No matter what your interests, I'm sure you can find a top 10 list that will satisfy you. And of course, even as news outlets and the media publish and promote their year-in-review lists on a wide range of topics, individually, each of us has the opportunity to review our year as well. For some, 2013 was a good year. For others, 2013 was not so good. Each of us, through our own lens, looks at the events that made up and shaped our lives in the last 12 months, and we evaluate, judge, consider, and decide whether or not the year just ending was good or bad. And while no 12-month period is likely to be all good or all bad, for typically life is a mix of happy and sad occasion, positive and negative events, it does seem that certain events of our lives dominate, and we look back at the year colored by them. So for me, this year has been colored by my brother's critical illness and the death of my mother. Those of you who heard my Yom Kippur evening sermon heard me talk about those events. If you've not heard that sermon, you can find it on YouTube by searching for Rabbi Robert Barr. My brother's illness and my mother's death, while not the only events that touched my life in the last year, certainly has dominated and become the filter through which I've seen and understand the other events that made up my year. Of course, my reflection is a personal journey, how I incorporate those events into my life and how they shape me as a person. While I'm glad that 2013 is coming to an end, I realize that just because the pages of the calendar turn from one year to the next, there's no guarantee that the year to come will be any less challenging. But what I can do, what we all can do, is carry with us the lessons we have learned from the year just ending, to live the new year with more focus, more intention, more appreciation for the beauty and wonderful moments we are sure to encounter in the year to come. Wishing you and yours a new year full of health, happiness, and peace, I am Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them in the Apple Bookstore. And take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.